Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
This is homily for May 18th, Trinity Sunday. Why did God bother telling us about the Trinity? All right, God was three persons sort of wrapped up inside him. But why bother us was such a very difficult thing to understand. And the reason I think that the Trinity is one of the core doctrines of our faith is that it suggests that God is a family, a community, with three persons that are held together by one powerful divine love. God the Father is the originator, the source of it all. God the Son is God the Father's knowledge. And God the Holy Spirit is the love between the Father and Son. So you have God the Father, knowledge and love, all wrapped up in one divine nature. The genius of Catholicism is to say both and instead of either or. So God is both three and one. And we say that, and we understand why the Trinity is important, because what God did when he sent Jesus into the world was to invite us all into his family. We became part of the Holy Trinity because Jesus invited us inside. Now, I want to tell you a story, kind of a sad, sentimental story, if you wish, but a beautiful one, about something like that. Once upon a time, a family in Chicago got a letter from a relative in Ireland. And the letter said, "We're asking the favor of you if you can possibly do it. We have a young woman here who is 14. Pretty little thing, but so thin and so haggard. Her whole family, her mother and father and her brothers and sisters, all died in this terrible famine. And she's still alive, but she won't be alive for long. We could send her to the orphanage, but the orphanage wouldn't really have anything that would correspond to her immense talents. She's very smart. Even when she's so sick, she's still very bright. And she'd make a wonderful serving girl for you, if you need one. She's hard working, very dedicated, very loyal. And it would only cost you $10 for her ticket to get her over here." Well, the family got together, and the mother and the father and the son, because there was only three of them, they got together, and the mother said, "What are we going to do with this? What are we going to do with the serving girl?" The son said, "I do all the work around the house. I mean, and I don't want a serving girl in my way." And the father said, "You know, I feel sorry for the poor thing. Why don't we send the $10 over and adopt her into our family? We've always wanted a little sister, haven't we? So, all right, this young woman will be a little sister in our family, and we'll tell her that when she arrives." So they sent over the $10, and a couple months went by. And finally, a note came from New York saying that "We have this young woman here who is supposed to come and work with you as a serving girl. Please send us money for her ticket on the New York Central." So they sent the money, and then they got a note saying that she was going to arrive in 2 weeks on December 10th. Well, they went down to Union Station on December 10th. And you know what the Chicago weather is like in December, or if you don't know, you don't want to know, but it is bitter cold. And not zero weather, but windy, damp weather was the kind of weather that tore through your coat and made you feel that you were in the Arctic Circle. So they stood there in the railroad station shivering, and the New York Central train came in, and people got off, and finally the last one was this poor little wisp of a girl with all her belongings wrapped up in a big cloth bag. And she stepped off the train, and she stood there at the end of the steps and looked around and saw these three very well-dressed people and almost turned to get back on the train. She was so frightened of them. So the mother ran up and embraced her. She said, "Oh, young woman, we're glad to have you here. We don't need a serving girl. But what we'd like to have, is, if you wouldn't mind, is a little sister. We've never been able to have a little sister in our family. And will you come and join us and be a member of our family? And you won't have to do any work any more than the rest of us do around the house." Well, the girl broke down and cried. And then everybody around cried. And they took her home. And the mother said, "Well, now you've got a terrible cold. We'll give you something that cures the cold completely." You know what it was? Well, of course, all the Irish ancestors know what it was. It would be hot lemonade and whiskey. The thing about hot lemonade and whiskey is it didn't necessarily cure your cold, but you just weren't aware of the fact that you had the cold. Well, she got over the cold in a hurry and perked up. She was smart, so she was able to get into St. Mary's High School, and she did very well there, and so well that they were willing to accept her in medical school as a medical student. And she worked very hard in the medical school and did very well and became a doctor. In the meantime, she fell in love with a young Catholic doctor at the medical school and married him. And they lived very happily, and she became a very famous doctor, one of the first women doctors trained in Chicago, and they all lived happily ever after. And every year on December 10th, they went down to the Union Station and said a prayer and drank a little tad of whiskey just to remind themselves it was the first time she'd ever had whiskey in her life, poor thing. And then they cried and they laughed and they went home, still rejoicing in this new member of their family, their new little sister. Now, my friends, that's what the Feast of the Trinity is about. God invites us into the Trinity. That's what God's grace is, a partial membership in the Holy Trinity. And like the poor serving girl, it wasn't something we deserved. It wasn't something we were going to get. We got a pure gift that God said, come and live among us.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.